But anyway, I was down in England that time, like, and I left that job, and I went down then to a place they call the Isle of Grain, and that was a huge, huge oil refinery. There were oil refineries all over the place, and there were about six different firms in there.
Hundreds of men working.
Hundreds of men working there, like, you know. And there was camps down there. The food wasn't all that good, but it wasn't too bad. We used to go out at the weekend, like, you know, there were a town about 3 miles away, and you would get a bus into it, and you got to know an old butcher, like, you know, and you would get a bone off him. And
you bought your own food.
You drink it in, like, you know, and you bought a saucepan and all that you could cook in. And you were in the camp, like, and you could put on a fire. There were big stoves there. You could put on a fire, and you could cook in it.
But some of the camps were rough, weren't they?
They were all rough. They were all rough, like, you know.
That's how simple that is.
You see, there'll be long distance men that were on tramp, and maybe they hadn't changed their clothes for a month or 2 months, and they would get into the camp.
Well, you were out working, maybe, or?
Well, at times they would steal into the camp, and maybe right. They would get into your bed, and maybe you would find at night there was something creeping on you, and you would look, and there were lice on you. Jesus, I used to go down to the camp boss. I saw me going down at 10 o'clock at night, getting him to change the whole bed for me. And he says, "What'll I do with this now?" I says, "Burn it."
Take it out, exactly.
"Burn it," I says. "Don't do anything else with it." He says, "They're good clothes and a good mattress and all to burn." I says, "It's living."
Yeah, with lice.
With lice, you know. And, I mean, the clothes that I was wearing in bed, I burned them. I stuck them into the stove and burned them. it was only a shirt anyway, and underwear.
It was the only way.
The only way. Jesus, I remember getting into a bath. There were showers and baths and all there, like, you know. Jesus, I remember that, like, you know. And I remember a boy coming round selling combs and clothes brushes and all that. I bought 2 fine combs off them.
Combing your hair. Gee, you couldn't sleep a wink, sure, with lice running around.
Very bad altogether. But anyway, after that, like, they changed us. They put us into better huts, like, you know. And the hut was locked in the daytime. And there were a woman came in to make the beds, but she had a key, and she opened the door, and she locked it when she got in, and she locked it when she got out again.
So no more tramps.
No more tramps could get in.
No.
But they were bad news. They were rotten.
They'd steal as well, though, wouldn't they?
Hey?
They'd steal stuff off you, too.
Oh, sure. But I remember me having money. This is a good one. I remember me having money, and I remember this. He was a digger driver, and he would have been from the Falcarra area. And I told him, like, I says, "I can't leave it in the hut." He says, "Is there no post office there?" "Well, there is," I says, "but it's money," I says, "I want to send home at the weekend." "Well," he says, "I'll tell you where I keep mine," he says. And he lifted off the top of the breather and the machine, and he had his money in there.
In the digger?
In the digger, yes. So, the digger was locked at night.
Yeah.
You know.
So nobody was going to get stealing
it. Nobody was going to get stealing it. So I gave him mine, like, you know. It was only in there for a week altogether, like, you know, to get out. And then I asked the woman in the post office, like, about money, and she opened then. I got a post office book from her and opened an account in it, and you could put money into it then every week. And it was open, like, even after you stopped working. You know, you could go in there.
You were safer now.
You were safer, yeah. Yes.